Barry, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Hey, so talk about this big two-day outdoor cultural event, otherwise known as the Brandywine Festival of the Arts.
Okay, well, just a brief history. The festival started in 1961 at Brandywine Park, right on the Brandywine River and across from the Brandywine Zoo. It started out, I'm told, as a clothesline art show and an ox roast. I'm not sure where they found the ox, but they had an ox roast. It's evolved over the years to be one of the largest Mid-Atlantic art shows. I took it over in 2009, the show did not happen for the first time. The former producer had some financial issues, so the state suggested they not open in 2009. They talked to me in 2010, and that's when we took it over. It used to be just an art show, and I think we just widened the scope by adding a food court, a family children's area, and some music. So as one person said, I took an art show and turned it into an all-day festival.
So I guess the important question here is, besides the 200 artists that are going to be at the event, will there be an ox roast?
No, I haven't been able to find that lonely ox needing to be taken care of. What we've done, for years they had one food vendor who was there for 30 some years, and he produced what I call, you know, good carnival food. Besides having that dealer, we then added a food court consisting of local food trucks and restaurants here in Delaware and surrounding areas. So we actually, even though we do jury the art, but we actually also jury the food. So there will be 12 additional food vendors along with our main food vendor, and there'll be also wine, beer, and sangria. So the whole idea is for people to come Saturday, look at art, go listen to some music. The kids can go get their face painted, have some children's activities. There are picnic tables for folks who just want to hang out. The reputation of our show is that since it started in the fall, it's sort of the kickoff of all the outdoor events in Wilmington in the fall. This show has become a show where people buy things for the holidays. Many of our local artists say not only do they do well sales-wise this weekend, but they get a nice carryover, and a lot of their studios are visited during the holiday seasons from people they met here at our show. We do supply a shuttle service for people who want to park at Salesianum School. We have buses that will shuttle them to the park. We only charge $5 for adults. Children are free. The Brandywine Zoo will be open all weekend, and they only charge $1 per person, or they did for years historically. And it's really one of their bigger weekends also.
This is all fantastic information. We're talking to Barry Schlecker. Barry is the festival producer for this weekend's Brandywine Festival of the Arts. It's a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. So 200 artists in an array of media, including this year's featured artist, painter Sandy Askey Adams. And we're going to be talking to Sandy momentarily, but talk about the array of media.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously there's going to be the painters, watercolorists, people who put paint to canvas, but there's other kinds of media or crafts. There's woodworkers, jewelers, of course, three-dimensional artists, sculptors, photographers, leather workers. One guy just makes furniture. He just literally makes his own furniture. The whole idea is it has to be one of a kind, handmade. So there's no reproductions, and artists are allowed to sell prints of their work. And every artist that's there has to be there for their own art. So I find that having a jury to look at the art, we've been able to eliminate what they call buy and sell. People who buy maybe from China or Taiwan, it's good art, but it's not their art. So it must be their own art. People come in from literally four or five states to visit us. And some of these artists, I think we were represented by about 22 states, not last year because we didn't have it. In 2019, we had about 190 artists, and we had represented by about 24 states. So it was a wide variety of arts and crafts.
All right, Barry, before we talk to Sandy, how can people get more information about the Brandywine Festival of the Arts?
Well, thanks for asking. Just go to www.brandywinearts.com, brandywinearts.com. If there are any questions, I don't hesitate to give out my cell number because people ask about handicap parking. By the way, we are pet friendly, and we also, in the last couple of years, have three or four pet adoption organizations that are part of the festival. And this year, the Acme Pharmacy will be there to give free flu shots. So we're trying to make it an all-day event for everyone.
All right, I want to move on now and talk to this year's featured artist. She's a painter, Sandy Askey Adams. And Sandy, I appreciate you joining me. As you just heard, I was talking to Barry about all the ins and outs of this year's festival. And as you just heard him say, he wanted me to talk to you more about the history of the festival. So let's start there, and then we'll talk about your background.
Well, I've done it for a long, long time, since 1982. At least that's a long time to me. And gosh, it started out where artists were on, they didn't even have their display racks at that time. If any did, maybe it was only a couple. But I would say it was all mostly snow fence. And it was the show was like, everyone was trying to get into it. I mean, artists wanted to be a part of it. Craftspeople wanted to be a part of it. It was a great show. And I think it has always been.
Sandy, why was it such the premier show, if you will? Why did everyone want to get involved?
I think the people in Delaware, the appreciation for the arts, it's so obvious. The people came to the show, they bought. As a matter of fact, I've gone through different art medias. Well, I do them all anyway, most all. And I was doing watercolors and oils and the pastels and the acrylics. And I still have people who come up to me today. I mainly show soft pastels and a few oils today, but I used to do so many watercolors. I still have people today coming up and asking me, telling me that they have my watercolors from back in 1980s. But that's because people continue to come to the show. They love the show. And it's not just the crafts and the arts. It's the environment around the show. That Brandywine Creek, it's gorgeous. And then the Josephine Gardens, there's just so much to do there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And I think they appreciate that. It's very peaceful. They get to walk around and see all that there is and buy, hopefully. Well, I guess they do because, and then every year there's one, it's comical because we discuss it among ourselves. Every year there's one particular item from the craftspeople that seems to stand out more than the others. You see this type of item being paraded around by different clients or customers who have bought it. Every single year there's something that stands out that has been purchased continuously, a different item each year. And that's kind of, I could say, kind of cool, cute, you know. It gets their attention and everyone seems to be buying it.
We're talking to Sandy Askey Adams. And Sandy, you're the featured artist this year. What does that mean?
Well, one thing, it means a lot to me. It means that they just decided to select a different artist in the past several years to stand out among the others, or that they appreciate the continual support of the artist to their show, I would imagine also. And it's one way, I think, of letting that artist know how much they appreciate it, and that it stands, I think it stands out. It brings attention to the artist, which, of course, the artist appreciates. I just know it means a lot to any artist who is a featured artist. It's very special.
What is your background, Sandy?
My background is continuously in the art. I've been painting and drawing since I was a kid, and I've taken a few classes, but basically I'm more self-taught than anything. I've gone through blood, sweat, and tears. And one of the greatest things has been that I have gotten into the Pastel Society of America and have risen to signature membership in the Pastel Society of America and also the Maryland Pastel Society. I am signature membership.
And so tell me, what is your favorite painting that you have in this year's show?
It would have to be probably one that I have just finished of the Brandywine. Well, two of the Brandywine, where the bridge is. And it has a lot of, in the fall, and with the winter just starting, and the red leaves on the trees. I guess as far as the area of Delaware, right around that area, that painting is one of my favorite. And then another one I have of the... of that area, the Brandywine also. Those two, which, as I say, I just finished. So they're my favorite right now because probably I just finished them. But I think they turned out well.
And how many paintings do you have in this year's show?
My husband says I have too many. I have probably, counting small pieces too, probably about 80 to 100. I know that sounds outrageous.